Welcome to a MacGuffin Men minisode. This episode is brought to you by nobody, because who the hell would sponsor a minisode? And now, here are Alex and James.
And we're recording. Welcome to MacGuffin Men.
MacGuffin Men. Oh, God.
Glad to know you're feeling excited about this minisode here today, James.
Can't wait.
I'm Alex, by the way, because I'm feeling very excited about life right now, because today, when I was downtown doing a shoot, I saw a premium Rush bus stop advertisement. The Rush is about to get so premium. We are so close, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm so sick of these like half-assed Rushes.
I know, right?
Like, let's premium this shit up already.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
when's that come out again?
I think, like, I have the date August 23rd in my head, but I really have no idea.
Are you going to get super into biking after premium?
both my roommates have bikes, so I feel like I should, like, purposely wait until, like, 10 minutes before the movie starts and then bike as fast as I can to get there in time. And, like, put my snack in the bag. You know, once it gets in the bag, it stays in the bag.
Yes, of course.
And just, you know, it's like pretend I'm a bike messenger.
It just see you rolling down the movie theater aisles on your bike.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, it would be like how I made a replica of the bat and then flew that to the midnight show of Batman. So, just like that.
That costs so much more than your ticket to Batman.
I know. Yeah, well, it's worth it. Have you seen, just premiered last night, I don't remember the whole title, but I remember the part that matters. Honey Boo Boo on TLC.
No.
Oh man. Oh man.
It's, what is this?
It's a Honey Boo Boo is this, I think her name's Ashley or something like that. Something with an A. She's the 6-year-old girl who is I think she was on Toddlers and Tiaras and her mom was on Extreme Couponing. And they're just the best of the Georgia rednecks. And, and there's a whole family. I think there are 3 other girls and a father, and they have a pig now. And oh my God, Honey Boo Boo, like her talking head interviews are the funniest thing.
And her name's Honey Boo Boo?
Yeah, that's like her nickname. They don't actually call her Honey Boo Boo, but
okay.
She refers to herself as Honey Boo Boo in the third person sometimes. And I fucking love it. If you felt Jersey Shore wasn't hardcore enough in making you hate America, I highly recommend Honey Boo Boo. And it's just as entertaining as Jersey Shore was at the start.
Well, it sounds like they get a pig in the first episode, so.
Yeah. I think it's the second episode, but they both premiered on the same night, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, now my TV news sounds so lame and disappointing.
Is it because it's Arrested Development news?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I got really excited when I saw those pictures.
All right, so go for it. Apologize to the world.
I don't have to apologize. I was incorrect. I said just stop talking about it until it happens. Now it happens, and now I'm fine with talking about it, and I'm so excited that it's happening.
I know, right?
I can't believe it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, you know, endless excitement for the next week or so, and then paralyzing fear about hoping it's good.
That was a weird sounding apology you just made.
Yeah, I'm not gonna apologize.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you know how it's being released?
Netflix, right?
Yeah, but beyond that, do you know like how they're releasing them episode by episode?
Nope. I don't know. I kind of felt like it would probably just be like a specific time it will show up on Netflix or something. But
yeah, all 10 of them are coming out at the same time.
Oh, that's really the Netflix model then, eh?
I know. Isn't that crazy? Like, yeah. I guess it's 10 episodes, every episode about one character.
Yeah.
And they're all just being released simultaneously.
Hmm. I heard that they ditched the one character thing, but
that's what I heard too. And then I read that again today in an article with the pictures. So it seemed like it was a recent article, but maybe that was just old information being attached.
Doesn't matter.
New stuff being updated.
It doesn't matter. We're going to watch it just the same, you know? So
with full boners, you mean?
Yeah. Oh, crap. Just before we continue with our topics, I figure I'll give the heads up for what we've got coming up in the next week. Well, first of all, you should check out our website for a thing James wrote on the campaign we just put out today. He compares the careers of Zach Galifianakis, Will Ferrell, and compares them to George W. Bush and Barack Obama. So yeah, you should check it out. I haven't read the final draft yet, but the first draft is really cool. So I recommend you look at it.
It's better.
It does get better?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
No, I'm super happy with this article. So.
Okay, cool. Well, everybody read it. Yeah.
Read it twice.
Tell your friends. Yeah, next week our podcast is going to be on the Bourne Legacy. Or as we've taken to calling it around here, Forn. We're going to try and have that up as early as possible. Probably late Monday night. I'm hoping to get to see it tomorrow, hoping to get to fornicate tomorrow. So,
yeah, if you're used to listening to this podcast with your children, don't do that with the Bourne Legacy because it contains a lot of pornographic imagery. Avoid that.
That's a winner. All right. Did you have anything else that you wanted to add on Arrested Development, or are we moving on?
No, once we get past your apology, I've got a couple things I want.
Okay, yeah, well, we got that. You just missed it.
Damn.
It was hidden somewhere in the word fornication.
Okay. I guess the opposite end of the awesome TV news spectrum, ALF finally turning into a movie.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I guess that makes sense. It's about time.
Yeah, Sony Animation with the same producer as Smurfs.
Okay. So is it going to be the same idea as Smurfs, where it's just like the Smurfs are CGI and Neil Patrick Harris isn't?
Yes. Okay. Exactly that. No, it sounds, I don't know, like, I never saw any of the Smurfs movies.
And like the new one, there is one.
Oh, I thought there was another one.
I'm sure there's another one being made because the Smurfs made stupid money.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've never seen them, but yeah, the first one did really well. Yeah. So it sounds like they're just like, hey, do this exact same thing again with the same people in the same studio. So, did you watch ALF a lot when you were a kid?
No.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah. My brother is into it. I totally missed that one. Were we too young?
I think it's like we're 3 years too young.
And it was before things were on DVD and YouTube, so.
Yeah. Well.
Well, now's our chance, man.
No.
Get your pink ALF shirt on.
What?
Get your pink ALF shirt on.
Do I have one? I forget.
Oh, it's an M&M joke. Anyway.
Okay.
Moving on. Speaking of Bourne and the campaign.
Uh-huh.
I have a question for you, Rehab.
Okay.
Oh, Alex. Ooh, whoops.
Don't worry about it.
Now they're going to know your real identity.
Yeah.
Which one's going to make more money?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's a total toss-up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're both going to do well?
I don't know. I'm really curious. In a way that, I mean, I've mentioned this to you recently. I've sort of really soured on people doing pre-analysis on sort of like a box office. Like when I was going to see The Dark Knight Dark Knight Rises for the first time, people in the audience were... Before, like, and nobody's seen The Dark Knight Rises yet, and people who are very excited about this movie are talking about, hey man, do you think it's going to outgross The Avengers? I'm like, that should be the last thing from your mind right now. You haven't seen this Batman movie, and you're going to in 20 minutes. You should be losing your mind, you know? Like,
especially because I drove my bat here today.
Exactly. That should be impressive enough. Didn't you see me land it on the giant cube on top of the Scotiabank Theater? Like, come on.
That's not what you're talking about.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I think, because I mean, the future of the Bourne franchise, you know, if the campaign beats it, the Bourne franchise is dead. Yeah.
So. Think so?
Unless they bring back Matt Damon, and Matt Damon won't do it without Greengrass. So.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's a lot riding on it for you.
Yeah, but I have really low expectations for Bourne Legacy.
Yeah, good. Keep him there.
Yeah. Okay.
I listen to more radio now than I ever did probably my whole life.
Okay.
And so I've been hearing the radio ads for Bourne Legacy.
Yeah.
And
I bet there was never just one.
No, never.
Which I love how close that is to like the Lay's slogan.
Bet you can't eat just one.
Yeah, exactly. Bet you can't turn just one person into a super agent. Oh my God, Mark Messier is the villain. You heard it here first. I called it.
He kind of looks like he could be a villain. Shaved head.
Yeah, he smiles too much.
Yeah, true. Fact. Commercials for action movies on the radio are even more fun than on TV.
God, they're so bad.
because you can't even see the punches, you can just hear them.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you never really know what's going on in action movie commercials and trailers and stuff, but with just the audio of punches, you're like, oh yeah, something's getting hit somewhere at some point in this. I'm so in.
Or at least there will be the audio of a punch at some point in this movie. We might not see it. I don't know.
It might be a film about a bunch of Foley artists in the 1930s.
Yeah, actually, like I was, I saw a couple movies the other day at the in a mall theater, and I had like I got there too early and had some time to kill before, and then between the two movies, and the only thing they were playing on the TV was the Bourne Legacy trailer on repeat, over and over. So I'm sitting there reading my book, and for like a total of 2 hours probably that day. Next to the Bourne Legacy trailer on a loop. It was, at least they had it on mute, so that was like, I didn't have a problem with it. I just thought it was like, and I looked at it today, I looked at the showtimes for that theater. That theater's not even getting the Bourne Legacy. Like, I thought that was so funny when I saw that.
They don't have anything else they can play?
I don't know. Like, any second trailer? I don't know. It was very perplexing. But, well,
I thought theaters never had just one trailer.
There it is.
There it is.
Speaking of how I watch movies, the double feature I saw, I just want to mention it because it's like I enjoy seeing two movies in the same, you know, day that have at least some sort of thematic link. And you rarely get that with, you know, with movies in theaters, you know. And I saw, like, I mean, it would be like seeing, again, I'm bringing up Batman, like The Dark Knight Rises and The Avengers. Those are movies that I feel like you could pair together. Like, and yes.
Ants in A Bug's Life.
Yeah, well, those are almost a little too close. But like,
okay, so Deep Impact and Armageddon.
Okay.
Star Wars 1 and Star Wars 2.
Oh, my God.
Psycho and the Psycho remake, shot for shot.
Okay. So anyway, just because I saw two good movies yesterday, so I wanted to just mention them. Ruby Sparks with Paul Dano and Zoe Kazan. That was pretty good. And I also saw Celeste and Jesse Forever with the Sheed, Rashida Jones and Andy Samberg, which was also pretty good. And they're just they're a good twofer. If you get a chance to see them both back to back, I highly recommend it. It's a good time.
Are they both as indie adorable as they look like?
Ruby Sparks was much smarter than I expected it to be.
Okay.
I thought it would be kind of smart, but it was so, like, it was the same directors as Little Miss Sunshine, which is just like,
it just kind of looked like the same movie as Little Miss Sunshine, or no. They're marketing it the same way.
Yeah, you know, like the indie thing, you know, the indie movie of the summer or some type of thing. But no, it's like, it's a totally different movie. I mean, there's significantly less travel going on in Ruby Sparks. It mostly takes place in an apartment. And
what color is the Volkswagen van?
Yellow. Oh man, it is just like Little Miss Sunshine, isn't it? But no, I don't mean to badmouth Little Miss Sunshine, but just the script for this movie was much more interesting. And you know, I thought it was cool. It was a deconstruction of something I like seeing deconstructed, and Paul Dano was hilarious, so that was awesome.
Good.
Yeah,
I want the best for Paul Dano.
We all do.
So fact.
So yeah, what else is up, Minnesota world?
What else is up in Minnesota world?
Yeah, those are all my points. That's okay. Everything I need to say.
Well, speaking of the Avengers.
Yep. Joss is back.
Ben Affleck.
Oh, Justice League.
Yeah.
He won't do it.
No?
No. He's. I think he's been offered a couple big things like that before that he turned down that have been made or in production for other people. I feel like he was offered Superman.
But now he's a beard, too. He's too good for it.
He has a beard in the trailer for his movie. You know? I think there's whoever takes that movie is going to be kind of stupid, because I think they're going to try. That will be their launching point for. Or sorry, I think I'm sort of whatever AV Club wrote up about Ben Affleck being offered this job. I think I'm ripping off of that here. That they're probably going to try and integrate their new Batman in that movie, and then also make him play nice with the Superman that they've got going from Man of Steel, and then add in, you know, the rest of it. And I feel like that's like this huge task, you know?
Yeah.
Because the general public does not care about any Avenger like they care about Batman or Superman, who is a huge symbol worldwide still.
So. Yeah. Well, no, that's the tough thing for Justice League is... Do we do Batman before or after, and how? And yeah, it's just because I don't know. Batman to me seems like more of a tricky one to deal with than Superman. Even though I totally appreciate Superman is you know, possibly the biggest superhero ever. But
yeah. Oh, Superman would be great in a Justice League movie.
Yeah.
It's not hard to imagine how he would fit in, you know. It's not hard to imagine how he would fit in the climax of the Avengers, you know.
Yeah. So. Well, I was talking to my brother about this because we were talking about Justice League and The Dark Knight Rises and the Superman trailer that came with Dark Knight Rises. And it seems like they're trying to do Superman as kind of Batman. You know what I mean? Just because of the success of the recent Batman trilogy, they're trying to make Superman kind of Batman-y.
They're certainly selling it that way, yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, again, obviously I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know. But it seems like, you know, maybe they're marketing it that way. But they've also got Christopher Nolan involved. And just from the trailer, it kind of looks like they're trying to make him kind of the morally, go the, you know, morally ambiguous route, which mm-hmm. is not kind of Superman's thing most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like they're kind of not playing to Superman's strength at all, but they're playing to what's kind of hot in superheroes right now.
Yep.
And, I mean, the Avengers and, the you know, Christopher Nolan's Batman trilogy are kind of the biggest things in superheroes right now, so I can see why they'd want to do Justice League and do Superman that way.
Yeah.
But do you think that's kind of silly? Like, do you think it's dangerous to try that Batman path with Superman? Because he's got... You know, he's got a whole different personality and a different set of issues.
Yeah, I'm not sold that they entirely will. I think they will very much sell it. And I think we're going to get more existentialism out of Superman than we do in a lot of his movies. But, or, you know, in all the Superman movies so far. Because they are going to try and distance it from the previous franchise and Superman Returns, which might as well be included in that franchise. But yeah, and I mean, that's good. It's good that they distance it. But I think it will still, it's still going to be definably a Superman movie. Like, you know, I mean, we're talking about, okay, well, let's look at Nolan's Batman movies, right? And I promise this isn't a giant monologue. It's just sort of like he took things from the comics and used them and changed a lot of them and didn't care about changing them. And I think... That's cool. And I don't know how much of a producerial flavor he's going to have in the final product.
Godfather.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I feel like it'll be the same type of thing. Like, things we know about Superman will be changed. And I mean, that's good, because I think part of why Superman Returns didn't work with audiences, I actually really love Superman Returns, and I don't love any of the Superman movies that came before it, but was that it sort of stuck too close to the Richard Donner Superman from 1978. And I think, and I mean, we saw with The Amazing Spider-Man, I want more change than The Amazing Spider-Man and Spider-Man, you know. Yeah. If you change the origin story of Superman, I really wouldn't care, you know, as long as it's good. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was just thinking, I mean, because I was comparing it to Watchmen.
Yeah.
Which is not a movie I was, you know, crazy about.
Yep.
I like the source material a lot, but I didn't love the movie by any means.
Because it wasn't very good, but continue.
Okay, that was probably it. But I thought the parts of Watchmen that do work really well.
Mm-hmm.
And the parts of Watchmen that work really well, number one is the intro.
Yep.
Which is just done really well, but that is nothing to do with narrative or theme or anything. That was just visually really cool.
And the opening scene, the opening, like the first 20 minutes of the Watchmen is stellar.
Okay. Yeah. And then, but I was thinking it's Dr. Manhattan's part, his whole origin part in the middle there.
Yeah.
Is awesome.
Yes.
And very well done.
Yes.
Like, visually and narrative, like, it's just super effective. And I think it's one of the hardest characters to do well. And they did it very well.
Yeah.
And I think it's the most Superman-like character. And,
well, yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, by far. I mean, he's even kind of more powerful than Superman.
Yeah. And I would imagine, like, the majority of the Watchmen characters from Watchmen are based on somebody, and that one's obviously Superman. And I forget what the character's name is, but, like, the guy played by Patrick Wilson in the movie, that's Batman. And, I mean, you could get a little bit of Rorschach in there as well with Batman. But, yeah, I would imagine when Watchmen was written, it was written as specifically riffs on these characters. But
I
don't know as much about comics, but...
Like, I've talked about not liking Superman as much as a character as some of the other ones, but that seems to be the way to make it interesting. Not to do the morally ambiguous kind of, you know, am I good or bad, but how much of my life do I have to give up just because I have these powers?
Yep.
Which I know kind of sounds a little Spider-Man-y, But, you know, he's got all these powers. He's kind of like, he can, you know, travel through space and time easily and things like that.
He's basically Jesus, but he can also fly.
Yeah. I bet Jesus could fly.
I don't. I wasn't there. I didn't see it.
Okay. But yeah, I think there is a good way to do Superman. I think you take a couple notes from the way they did Dr. Manhattan and that kind of struggle of, you know, do I have to live my whole life as a servant to other humans because I can, or can I have any enjoyment for myself? And just kind of that distance between, you know, someone who is this powerful and this intelligent being around human beings. Mm-hmm. And I think where they need to go with that movie to make it look good, mm-hmm. to make it be good. And you're right. I think maybe the movie isn't necessarily, the movie could be like that, but just to kind of cash in on the Batman thing, I think they are marketing it differently right now. At least.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And I mean, teaser trailer, you can't really judge that much.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, there's a good percentage, the majority of the footage in the teaser trailer will not be in the movie.
Yeah.
Even 100%. I wouldn't be surprised if none of the footage in that teaser trailer is in the movie.
And we've already talked about it longer than the entire teaser trailer is, like, five times over. So
absolutely. But at least there are two versions of the teaser trailer. So sort of, we talked about it for the length of each version times two, probably.
Oh, good. Yeah. So we're not overanalyzing it.
Yeah. No, we are. We are.
We're not getting too Dr. Ellie Sattler and looking too deep into shit.
Good times.
Well, I'm not going to have a better note than that to leave on.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you for listening to the MacGuffin Men, Minnesota. Again, be sure to check out our website, themacguffinmen.com, for the thing James wrote about the campaign. And pardon?
Because it's the best.
Okay. And
and you helped out, too.
And also, our podcast this week was on Chinatown. So if you like Chinatown, and if you've seen Chinatown, you probably do, you should check out that podcast, because I like that one. And I think James did as well. I thought it was a pretty good podcast. Not that,
and
you know.
I'm not as nice to Chinatown as I should be in it.
No, you really aren't. I was explaining this to Travis yesterday when I was telling him that we did a podcast on Chinatown. And he was telling me how much he loves Chinatown and how he watched it again recently. And I was like, yeah, James isn't nice to Chinatown. It made me sad.
Yeah, don't listen to that version of me. See Chinatown and listen to the podcast, because yeah. it is a very good. It is definitely a very watchable and interesting movie, yeah. And important.
Absolutely. And super fun to talk about. But anyways, enough about talking about our other podcasts. Let's just end this one. So thanks again for listening. Check out themacguffinmen.com. Follow us on Twitter. And start a Pinterest board for us. And then pin it. Thanks.